Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's no place like home. That statement means many different things to many different people. But anyone that has seen The Wizard of Oz knows that to Dorothy, it was a much better place than where she was. It may not be perfect, but it's home. That's how it's supposed to work in our lives. We get out there in the world and we experience the trials and the tribulations that overwhelm us, and we need a place where we can find peace and comfort. A place to call home. It's not a building structure. It's where our family is. Think about all the different places you've lived in your lifetime. It wasn't the houses that you lived in. It was the fact that your family was there. That's what made it a home. But here's the sad part. To millions and millions of people, home is nothing like a safe haven. It's actually much like the cruel world, with tenseness and frustration, arguing and unrest. As a matter of fact, a bad home atmosphere makes spouses walk out the door and never come back. It makes teens dream of their 18th birthday so they can leave. It gives another meaning to the phrase, "There's no place like home." Just before his crucifixion, Jesus told his disciples, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." What a comforting statement. One of the last things he tells his friends is that he's going to prepare a place that they can call home. Like Jesus, parents should work diligently to prepare a place where we and our children can enjoy peace, love, encouragement, strength, and rest. But good homes do not just happen. They take a lot of work. This week we're going to tackle some of those little day-to-day molehills that eventually become mountains of division. You know what I'm talking about. How many times have you walked around the house yelling, "Where's my toothbrush?" Yeah, those little things. But they all add up and can become devastating. So join me again tomorrow, because God wants you to have a warm, loving feeling when you say, "There's no place like home." That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.